This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have GLIA's very own John Haney. John, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, for sure.
So how are things at GLIA these days? You guys are growing by leaps and bounds.
It's been a big year. It's been a big couple of years. So we just crossed that unicorn threshold. We just crossed 10 years as well. And we've been growing like mad, working with, that credit union segment is incredibly important to our growth. Mm-hmm. And loving the uptake and the all the positivity there.
Indeed. Well, give us a quick 30-second elevator speech on GLIA. Who are you guys and how you guys help credit unions?
Sure. So, everything's moved to the digital-first world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not engaging either on your mobile mm-hmm. or on a laptop, mm-hmm. Then, it's where everything starts, right?
Right?
The challenge is you lose that human intersection, mm-hmm. that human engagement. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of focus on kind of that human-centered design concept. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, what are those members trying to do? How do we better meet them there? And right. that's really GLIA. GLIA, okay. In that digital-first world, we're helping members and those member service agents, the credit unions, to connect in that digital space, but on the member's territory,
right.
versus
right.
forcing them to change channels, creating this seamless, much more enjoyable, much more productive, mm-hmm. more efficient mm-hmm. Environment.
Well, it sounds like it's an empowering the member as well, right?
It empowers, it does. Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. And I stepped on your toes there.
No,
it does two things. It, from a member standpoint, and I ask folks this, on that front page of the board book that you take to the board every month, there at the top is member satisfaction. And we can absolutely impact that. And mm-hmm. it's because those members are having a much better experience in engaging with support when mm-hmm. they need it, mm-hmm. or sales or interaction, mm-hmm. any of those kinds of things.
Okay.
So it is empowering for the member. It's empowering for the credit union as well, though, because it is foundational in not just this big bang, but this iterative experience that we're going through right now, where we're changing how we engage with our members.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal, good deal.
Sure.
Yeah, you guys are moving, a mile a minute, or a mile a second, actually. So, yeah, you guys are, there's a lot going on these days, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So what brings you to CU Intersect? Because there's actually kind of an interesting gathering of companies here that I find fascinating. So
what
brings you guys here?
So invariably, when credit unions are assessing their digital strategy, mm-hmm. right, the CIO-ship, that IT world has to be involved. So it's interesting, I've had a number of conversations today already where, CIO Aaron came by and said, hey, we're talking to you guys. It's like, that's awesome. what questions do you have, et cetera. It's like, no, we've seen the demo, we've seen this, we've done that, just wanted to come by and say hi.
Yeah.
So, this, from when in decision-making, assessing, strategic planning, all of those kinds of things, you're having to engage, the CEO is having to engage all parts of the org. So we wanted to be here to talk to the CIO-ship, IT, all of those areas, because we can help there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of it is, you've got, and I've been in banking 30-something years, mm-hmm. right? So we've all built silos that our members are forced to go deal with,
right.
and that we're being tasked to go manage, right? Both from vendor due diligence, from a security standpoint, right? We're just creating all sorts of attack surface. Mm-hmm. We've got integrations that we've got to manage. It's painful. And one of the things that GLIA does is allow you to consolidate and simplify that environment as well, and build a platform where you can actually iterate and grow mm-hmm. and extend this kind of capability into other use cases. Mm-hmm. So it's both efficiency, improvement of honestly, work balance life.
Yeah.
I mean, sincerely.
We all struggle with that on a daily basis.
We do,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah. So. Cool stuff. So let's talk about the topic real quickly here. The topic here is reinventing how you serve members in a digital world. And you've already kind of alluded to this. So
I did.
Give us a quick explanation of this as well. So,
and we can all kind of remember remember these sorts of experiences ourselves. Mm-hmm. I actually had one where I was calling into Charles Schwab and I was trying to get a particular form to be able to fill out, to be able to do recurring withdrawals and transfers. I couldn't find it. I was using their chat bot mm-hmm. to try to figure out, like, this is what I'm looking for. And it took me to a page, but there was a lot of forms on there and I couldn't figure out, well, so which one is
it? Been there, done that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to fill out the wrong form. Yeah. It's a waste of time. Yeah. So now I'm up at the phone numbers, looking at what phone number do I call. I call in, I talk to this guy, he authenticates me, he makes sure that I'm who I am, mm-hmm. and then he does what everybody does, right? It's like, okay, so on your page, you should see a circle up at the top left. Click that, and then find customer service. Oh. He's literally doing this. So Glia flips that completely on its head. Yeah. Rather than that experience having happened, I could have engaged with a chatbot. And when I do get to that page and I realize, man, I'm not sure which one I'm looking for, an agent could literally join me in that chat via voice, via mm-hmm. video. Mm-hmm. They could co-browse, they could join my screen session and mm-hmm. literally show me, hey, this is your form.
Yeah.
They could help me fill it out. All sorts of types of engagement capability, right?
Yeah.
And then on the agent side, they've got all of that history as well, that contact history with me, right? So they know, hey, he's called in a number of times looking for this kind of help. Maybe we do some teaching rather than showing in this next iteration, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. To help them adopt more fully that digital first world. It brings the human interaction back in and it radically improves that member's experience.
So
that's where we live. We are the hub for that kind of experience.
Okay, yeah, because we're all obviously living this digital world now, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
But we're here, but to have a service like that where somebody is literally holding your hand through the whole process, which again really empowers that member, right? Because the next time they don't need that hand holding. They know exactly where to go and what to do, right?
The other is, so they've had such a great experience, they know that safety net's there.
Yeah.
They're more willing to try that digital service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, love that. So what do you guys want to take away from this conference? Obviously, I mean, there's a lot going on here, some really great content, great speakers here, obviously.
Yeah.
Some timely stuff too. So what do you guys want to take away and then kind of incorporate into Glia and then hand that out to your clients?
To my folks. Well, and so it is transformative. And so it doesn't happen overnight. In part, it's about understanding what's top priority, what are the things that leadership here is challenged with, mm-hmm. what are they thinking mm-hmm. about, those top three things, those top five things that we've got to get done, just to understand, well, what are the drivers, right? Where are they thinking? Where are their pain points? And making sure that we're mapping to those and being supportive of those. We do see it as a partnership. It's and so hearing, in these types of environments, these types of moments, hearing that kind of feedback, that kind of thought leadership mm-hmm. is important for us as well.
For sure. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I'm excited to be in Houston and really appreciate the folks that have, come by the booth already and the openness to discuss, hey, this is what we're thinking from a strategy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Help me through that window. Mm-hmm. And that's where we live.
Yeah, it's only good for Creighton. This really bodes well for Creighton for sure on so many levels. So
good
stuff. All right. And it's glia.com.
Glia.com, absolutely.
All right, John, well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.